Invece va bene.
No, 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 right
Ok,
here. Just a little update. What did we do? Well, this morning we camped between a couple of leads. They were reasonably firm. We crossed one to reach this campsite. But there was a little section of open water there because a seal popped its head up and said hello. Jose saw it. It wasn't a Spanish seal, from what I could judge, but nonetheless he did speak to it in Spanish. And there was a lead on the other side of us too, so we kind of felt as if we were camped on a bit of an island and hoped there wasn't pressure and wind overnight. Unfortunately there wasn't, so it was a nice safe camp. Full moon, I haven't seen it all day today, but I'm assuming it's very close, and there has been some tidal action happening. Some of those new frozen leads have opened up, and little ribbons of open water thread and wind their way through these frozen leads, making them a little difficult to cross. After breaking camp and heading off, we struck a little bit of rubble, but it all opened up, which was fantastic. So we had the remaining four sessions. We have five sessions every day of 1.5 hour. So the first one was pretty much written off, but the second, third, fourth, and fifth were very smooth on reasonably flat terrain, just a few little pressure ridges to cross. And of course, we did some great mileage. We did 20 kilometers today, and that's without any drift, so that's pretty hard going, pretty hard path to cross that kind of terrain, and very happy about that. Yesterday was a bit of a milestone day because we've reached our quarter point. Yesterday we reached 88 degrees 15, which is a quarter of the way to Canada, Cape Discovery. We also covered a quarter of the distance. The distance from the North Pole to Canada is just under 8 kilometers, and we've covered a quarter of that, 25%, and we're halfway through our allocated food before the ride. So a quarter of the way through our entire food requirements between North Pole and Canada, not counting, of course, a reserve of 7 or 8 days that we've got on top of that. So, excuse me, things are looking pretty rosy. I arrived at camp today feeling elated and yelled out, "Hey, no pairs!" Thing that I've been doing a lot of over the last weeks, pretty much repairing something almost every evening. And of course, I got into the tent and found the back of my boot gaping open. So I've just stitched that up. I do look forward to a day of, or an evening of, crawling into the tent and doing nothing but patting, eating, and sleeping. Well, that's about it for me. Thanks for checking in and following our progress, and I look forward to updating you further. Things are looking great. Okay, bye.